The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York, New York. So nice of you to join us on this dark, dark morning. But we have a very, very important hour here on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Miranda Devine's going to join us momentarily. And Alexandria Hoff's going to report in from Washington, Fox News Washington correspondent. And Andrew Pollack, my dear friend, Andrew. He is the father of Meadow Pollack, and who was senselessly murdered in that Parkland, Florida school shooting. So Andrew will join us coming up. But let's go to Miranda Devine, just one of the brilliant writers over at the New York Post. And Laptop from Hell, this is the gal that should get a Pulitzer Prize for this book. Miranda, welcome back to the show. Always awesome that you take the time for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Joe. Great to be with you.
Well, we appreciate your common sense. And by the way, on that, if I can, just off the cuff, because we know each other a little bit, you laid out in the book brilliantly, you know, with credit, as you always give credit to Mayor Giuliani for jumping on this first. What's going on with Hunter? If I hear about Donald Trump one more time, I'm going to scream. But they leave Hunter out there, and you say, where's the evidence? Excuse me, would you please read my book? I mean, what's going on in that regard?
Oh, it's just terrible. You know, we had James Comer and his oversight committee have been doing a great job, and they brought out all those new bank records showing $1 million going from the Chinese to four different Biden family members. But that was new information. Hallie Biden, who was Hunter's sister-in-law, he was having the affair with, and then some other unnamed Biden, who I think we're going to find out pretty soon who that is. And then the very next day comes the news about Donald Trump potentially being indicted, and so by Alvin Bragg. And so it just washed out the news about Hunter Biden. Everyone's forgotten. Again, Joe Biden gets off the hook. So I just think that the Democrats want Donald Trump to be front and center. They want him to drown out any news about Biden family corruption.
Yeah.
And they've got all these different witch hunts around the country to call on.
Yeah, right on the money. That's it. It's all a distraction. Exactly what it is. And let us go to your current article here. White House's push for woke foreign policy will backfire, Miranda Devine says, with our socially conservative allies. Yeah, give us a breakdown of this great article that we will retweet, Miranda, if you would.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Look, you know, you saw John Kirby, who's the National Security Council spokesman, there up on the White House podium the other day, and he says, LGBTQ plus rights are a core part of our foreign policy. And it's like, what on earth does that mean? You know, cross-sex hormones, gender surgery for your kids, or you don't get any foreign aid in Africa? Pretty much that's what it is, because he then, a few days later, said that Uganda had a vote through its parliament with this anti-LGBTQ identity law. It's not something that I think is a good thing. It's not something we would want for America. But it's Uganda's decision. It's a highly Christian country. Yeah. That's what they've decided to do, because they think that there is a lot of kind of rainbow colonialism coming from the West, and they don't like it. They don't want that gender stuff in schools. And so they've maybe gone a little over the top, but it's their business. And Kirby says that you know, they're going to seriously consider cutting Ugandan aid if they don't stop it, intervening in another country's deliberations. And they're doing the same thing in Hungary. Joe Biden decided Hungary is a very socially conservative country. And so what does Joe Biden do? He calls Viktor Orban a totalitarian thug. I mean, it's a parliamentary democracy there. They're pro-American. They're right next to Russia. They have a difficult situation, but they've stuck the course throughout this Ukrainian problem. But I mean, they rely on Russia for gas. So I don't know what Biden expects. And then what Biden does is he sends, as the U.S. ambassador, a guy who is a gay human rights activist who led President Obama's sort of rainbow agenda around the world. This sort of colonial rainbow agenda. And he's arrived there in Hungary with his husband and his two kids. And then he goes to the New York Times and complains that he got a hostile reception. And all this guy does is he trolls the Hungarian president and Hungarian government on Twitter all the time. And he gets applauded for it in the American media. So not a good look. And the other problem, you have, for instance, the State Department has funded this sort of drag queen story hour in Ecuador. They say that it's to uphold our national security, but I do not know how, funding drag queen story hour in Ecuador is going to help our national security, considering that's a very Christian country as well.
And then I see you write now, Samantha Power, correct me if I'm wrong, administrator for the United States Agency for International Development. She was the United States ambassador to the UN. And now they sent her out on a mission across the country, you said, to quote unquote, enlighten other countries.
That's what she's really, again, intervening. I mean, she went to Hungary. She's the guy who brought that U.S. ambassador into the Obama White House in the first place. So she's gone out there. It's obviously a 1-2 punch between the two of them.
Yeah.
And she's meeting with these intersex and LGBTQ activist groups and basically encouraging them to go against the government and also just stirring up trouble. And she's funding, the taxpayer from America, is funding these independent media outfits, which obviously are going to be all one way, which is against the Orban government. And, it's not like they don't already have a robust media, and more than half their media is left-leaning. So it's not really needed for the U.S. State Department or the USAID, which is supposed to be actually helping people who are suffering around the world. And they're not doing that. And, in Afghanistan, you must remember that at the very moment that Kabul was falling to the Taliban, we had the rainbow flag fluttering outside the very expensive U.S. embassy in Kabul. They tried to get the Afghanis to impose sort of gender equity in their government and their military, and it just didn't work. It was terrible. It caused they had problems getting recruits, and it cost the United States at least $110 million before they dropped that part of the program. That's a fundamentalist Muslim country, and we're not going to change it. It's not up to America to tell the rest of the world what their social mores or norms should be.
This is incredible. Miranda Devine, kind enough to join us this morning. I mean, and don't they see, if you're telling me they're going, and by the way, we're from New York. No one cares. We don't care what you are. We don't care what
exactly
you want to be. We don't care. It's like, I don't care what color you are, your sex, your religion. I love you anyway. Come here and let me hug you. I love you. What are they
exactly
thinking? And the more they do it like this, the more they divide us. It's like the racial thing. When they say, oh, well, what color is it? Is this person what color? No one cares. No one cares. Why are they? What's the end game here, Miranda? You and I always talk about that. The end game. What's the end game? because it's not making sense to anybody in America, as far as I could see, why they would – because this – oh, I wanted to make this point too, Miranda Devine, if I may. It's like we talked about it earlier in the show. Now you have China and Russia, the forefront and the superpowers of the world. They're wiping the floor, forgive me, with the United States of America with this White House, as this feckless, spineless White House. And this is what's happening. They're bringing peace in the Middle East, China is, and now China goes and talks with Putin. No, and yet this is all we got, as opposed to going in and showing force and showing who we are as Americans. They're going to go out and try to change people. I mean, how pretentious, how obnoxious of America to do this. When with all the other problems in the world, and to your point, Afghanistan front and center.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you make the best point, which is that China is going around. We're competing with China for the hearts and minds of these countries. And China has been making inroads in Africa, in, you know, Southeast Asia, in a lot of parts of the world where America really... It needs to not start meddling and making people not like us and think that we are trying to, you know, tell them how to live. China goes in and gives them lots of money, buys up their infrastructure, traps them in debt traps. I mean, China is awful and they kind of know it. I'm sure they would rather go with America. It's not in this sense, though. And China doesn't demand them to change their values and, you know, put aside their religion. China doesn't care about that. They just care about power. And, you know, we shouldn't care about it either. I mean, if we want, you know, minerals, rare minerals in Africa to power Joe Biden's electric cars, why would we go in there and alienate them deliberately and drive them into the arms of China? That's also what's happened with the Ukraine war, is that Russia has been driven into the arms of China. Don't think it's something that Russia had wanted, but it's something that the Biden administration has managed to achieve in 2 short years.
That's not a concerted effort on behalf of this administration, is it? I'm getting paranoid here. My tinfoil hat is showing, but it's not a concern. The moves of this, and with KT McFarland, our mutual friend, I always quote KT. She said, "Never underestimate the incompetence of this administration." I hope that's it. I mean, it's not a concerted effort to destroy America, correct, Miranda?
Look, who would know? I mean, the outcome is the same, isn't it? Whether it's incompetence just ideology. You know, I think it's a lot ideology. And also, Joe Biden's driven by hatred. You know, he hates Donald Trump so much that he has gone in there. His only policy, his only kind of motivation in office has been to undo everything that Donald Trump did.
It's so true. Miranda, before we let you go, can I lean on your expertise just for a second here? I know you have a busy day. Forgive me. But so many people are listening now on the morning show. We're so grateful for that. And we're honored always that we have this great audience and have great folks like yourself, Miranda Devine, kind enough to come up here. How do you keep the peace? Because, you know, when you see the upset and everything you just mentioned is exactly why a lot of us voted for Donald Trump. What's happening now, when you see what's happening in Nashville, rest their beautiful souls. It's exactly why we vote for Donald Trump, because you need somebody just to upset the shadow government, the deep state, the lifelong bureaucrats. Take your pick, whatever you want to call them. And now you got DeSantis coming in, who's a very bright young man. Now I got Trump going after DeSantis. DeSantis is not going to run. We just want to keep the peace. And yet people are going, and they're going crazy. They won't stop going after Donald Trump. How do we all just calm down? Those of us who believe in America, no matter, how do we calm down the politicians so the rhetoric stops? How do we calm down that hate that you mentioned, because that could seep over into the folks who love this country, the people who believe we are one nation under God, pure, peaceful patriots like yourself. How do we calm everybody down? Just be more aware of the facts. What are your thoughts in that regard, please?
Well, I think vote out Joe Biden. You know, the fish rots from the head down. And Joe Biden, I hate to say it about the president, but he is just a pathological liar and always has been. And he lied to the American people when he promised during the campaign that he would bring unity. And I think that's something that, you know, most Americans want more than anything, is to go back to the days when, you know, you could have a conversation with your neighbor, even though you voted different ways, and not hate each other.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden, all he has done is divide the country, you know, to just demonize Donald Trump and all his followers, which is half the country, and call them ultra-MAGA and semi-fascists, have his DOJ lock them up in jail for over a year in D.C. without trial, those January 6 prisoners. It's cruel. Going after, you know, pro-lifers and Catholics, traditional Catholics, sending the FBI in to raid them while allowing Antifa, which is a terrorist organization, to continue unmolested doing what they do. That's hatred. That's fomenting dissent and disunity and hatred. And that comes from Joe Biden. It comes from the Democrats, but particularly Joe Biden. He really is someone who's just riven with hatred and jealousy. And I don't know what it is, but it's very sick.
Yeah, that's a great point, because they're blaming us. They're blaming everybody. If you voted for Trump, it's your fault. It's Trump's fault. And now they're going to blame DeSantis. That's a great point. It all comes out of this White House. He's a pathological politician. He just can't help himself. He has no core values, nor does he have a soul, in my opinion. Miranda, always a spectacular chat with you. And we'll be reading the everything that you write and checking out again, Laptop from Hell. Thank you, Miranda. God bless him.
Fantastic.
Please come back.
Come.
Thank you. Thank you. So always enjoy it so much. Miranda Devine right there, just trying to speak the truth. Great point. Hey, Debbie's out there on the road. So we're going to go to Alexandria Hoff, Fox News Washington correspondent. And we're going to talk about what's happening in Nashville and Andrew Pollack this hour as well. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Gerald. Let's go out to 109 south of Grand Ave into Rahway. It's an accident over there. Traffic is moving slowly on 80 West, exit 54 in Totowa. With an accident. We're still seeing this ongoing investigation on Route 300 between Newburg and Walk Hill. Looks like everything's still closed. A car into a pole early this morning. Crews are still out there with the investigation. Taconic South at Route 117. It's an accident getting down through Hawthorne. And traffic is still slowing down on the FDR Drive south at 116th Street. That collision is off on the shoulder. It's still very busy on the Deegan. Deegan southbound by the stadium. Accident in the right lane. A truck and a car collided over there. And the Northern State West at Wolf Hill Road, a collision. That one is off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. Sunny tomorrow, high of 55. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, can I thanks, Debbie. Can I tell you about Dottie Herman? If you want to know about real estate, you got to check out Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman. And Dottie is quite awesome. And you hear us all talk about Dottie. She's a great gal. With a shout out to our boss, Jerry Crowley, bought Dottie Herman. You know, she's a vice chair of Douglas Elliman. Yet what does she do? She comes on AM 970. Excuse me. AM970TheAnswer.com. No matter where you're listening, on Saturday mornings, East Coast time at 10 o'clock in the morning, you could listen to Dottie Herman, the great Dottie Herman. She will tell you everything you need to know about real estate. Got a great show, great team. You want to be in the business? A lot of people say, yeah, you know, I'd like to be in the real estate business. You know what? You listen to Dottie. You want to rent? Well, you listen to Dottie. You want to buy? You listen to Dottie. What's happening? The real estate market, well, it's down this week, but every week something changes. Interest rates, how do you get a loan? Dottie Herman has it all on Ion Real Estate. Again, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. As you get up around the country and you say, I'm going to go look at real estate, and you plan on it, 10 o'clock East Coast time, you go to AM970TheAnswer.com. Listen to Dottie Herman on Ion Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, hidden options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, kid, here we go. It is a Relief Factor time, okay? I'll tell you one more time as we work our way to Mike Gallagher at 10 o'clock. Alexandria Hoff is going to jump on board, and Andrew Pollack as well. So if you call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, you'll get right to somebody who's really nice, who's going to tell you all about Relief Factor, okay? Number one. Number two, if you go to ReliefFactor.com, you're going to find out everything that's in Relief Factor. And when I tell you 100% drug-free, and I tell you the tens of thousands of people that are taking Relief Factor that are out of pain in 2 days, in 7 days, me, 5 days. We can't make a clinical claim, but I can tell you, you can try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. If you call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, and try Relief Factor, because I think personally, we can get you out of pain. Would you start here, please? ReliefFactor.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Alexandria Hoff is Fox News Washington correspondent, doing a great job in that regard down there at Fox News. Alexandria, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for having me. You're always so kind.
Well, you know, we appreciate it, and we love your attitude is right. You're doing a great job. I'm a news geek, you know, so I really follow the news, and you're doing such a great job. And they call on you last minute, and you're always right on the money, you know, when you hit that. And it's live. You're mostly doing live hits, Alexandria, correct?
Yeah. All what we do is live. And you know what? I think everybody should remember too is we write our own stuff. You know, when you see a correspondent out there, people sometimes ask me, like, oh, so they write something and you come in and read it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that would be the easiest job in the world. But no, of course, we write it. I like writing. So, yeah, it helps you stay informed for sure.
Well, do they give you, and I know sometimes you do the hits and they are live and you're on location, so you have no prompter. Is there a time?
No.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you. I tell you, that's great. Yeah. See, I think that is great. And you're on your feet. Great on your feet. And we appreciate that. So give us the breakdown, if you would. It's a horrible morning. And, you know, you're a mom. Words can't express how badly we feel with the three kids, a janitor, a substitute teacher. What are you hearing out of Washington in regards to this shooting, Alexandria, if I may?
Sure. So I actually was talking to a friend in the business, and, you know, they were like, it was a very candid conversation. We're both parents, and it was like, we know what conversations are being had right now. There's, you know, President Biden wants the ban on assault weapons. We have other people looking into, of course, who these victims were, these sweet, innocent victims. You wouldn't hear their stories. But I think the core of what we want is, why are people doing this? Why are they compelled? And how do we stop these individuals from doing this? Why is this a pattern in this country? And what is behind it? Is there anything that we can look at in terms of any kind of FBI profile? From what I was reading, we haven't updated the profiling criteria for a potential school shooter since the 90s. So where are we on that? So we always come around to the same moment of everybody wants to say their piece and ask their questions. But we go around in this loop until we feel like this again. And it is a terrible, terrible thing for everybody in this country.
You know what, Alexandria, you make a great point. You were just a kid. I'm trying to think if you were even born yet, but when these shootings first started. Oh, my gosh, I've just thought about that. How does that affect you? I mean, and here you are reporting on these shootings, and they haven't stopped. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
you know what's fascinating? This is really, I'm from the Philadelphia area, as you know, and I was looking back on mass shootings because the other countries associate them with our country so often, perhaps unfairly sometimes, but the first known mass shooting in this country was actually in Camden, New Jersey, so right over the bridge from Philadelphia. And I think it was, the guy's last name was UNRWA. And at the time, people didn't know what to make of it. And it's a really sad thing that we've come to a point where we kind of do know what to make of it. and we've become used to this.
Yeah.
Of the feeling of despair, but it doesn't get any easier. I think the only thing that's changed is that police understand tactics on how to take a shooter down, which thankfully they did so yesterday.
Yeah, bingo. What a great, and if I may, at Camden, New Jersey, where I walked the streets 20 years ago when it was the single most dangerous city in America.
Oh,
yeah. It's a city across the Delaware on the Jersey side. And it really, and I got to tell you, we worked hard. I was just a small foot soldier trying to help out the at-risk community. But there's so many great, the Unity community there. Now there's a huge Boys and Girls Clubs there. And you know what? Camden turned around. So you joined.
They're doing much better. I think violence statistics are far below Philadelphia right now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, what do you do with that? Let's go there, if I may, before we let you go. I mean, what's happened? Now there's water. There's like poison in the water or something. What's going on there?
I didn't mean to give a chuckle there, but I think my first thought when I was reading about this, I was like, wait a minute, we've been drinking out of the Delaware River this whole time. I didn't know that. I always thought it was radioactive. It's a plastic product that had leaked into the water supply of the Delaware River about a majority of city residents, but only about half geographically of the city was impacted. But it was a run on bottled water because I think officials were saying at the time when this was in place that you couldn't even wash your hands with the stuff coming out of your tap. I believe now they've deemed it safe again. But, of course, people are going to be concerned for the next couple of
weeks.
Absolutely.
And it's a great town. Yeah. We love Philly. It's
it
a
is.
Great town. Alexandria Huff, kind enough to join us, a Fox News Washington correspondent. So I know Biden's talking about concentrating on PTSD of the students and the teachers involved. And of course, you're going to do that, especially as a mom, Alexandria, you're going to do that. But, you know, you touched on something. And coming up in just a second after our news break, we're going to talk with Andrew Pollack, my dear friend who lost his daughter in the Parkland shooting. Great guy. He has all the solutions. And you're saying, and I think we came up with a solution right now. Four hours on the radio, Alexandria. I mean, every morning. It's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe sometimes we do it. But we come up with solutions here, you and I. It's Piscopo and Hoff on the radio, and we're talking. And you know what? You're right about Camden. We brought it around. I think you could stop it, and I think you touched on it when you said they restructured the police and in Camden. It's exactly what they did. Maybe that's what we got to do. Just put, I dare say, police officers at every school nowadays, Alexandra, you know?
It's hard because this is a private school. I think I'll go back to what I said at first. We need to update this profiler list. Let's say there's a couple just key things that a child's more likely to commit something like this if A, B, C, D are true in their lives. Then at least teachers, someone can notice, or somebody in their life can say, oh, my gosh, this person is on the brink. We haven't updated that in this country. We need to create a profile. This shooter didn't quite fit the mold, but in some ways they did.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Alexandria, keep up the great work. Thanks always for joining us. And,
Thank you, Joe.
We look forward to speaking with you again. God bless. Thanks, Alexandria. Thanks so much. Alexandria Hoff right there, Fox News Washington correspondent. She's a great young lady. You know, I always think of my daughters. I have three young daughters. And I tell you, when someone's, like Alexandria out there doing such a great job, we always like to applaud that and bring that to the airwaves. Because you know why? It's the future of broadcasting. It's the future of America. And we need all the help we can get in that regard. 9:33, we're going to break a little early because we're going to bring Andrew Pollack, the great man that he is, to the airwaves. My dear friend Andrew Pollack will join us on the air. Al's got the news for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees and cloudy at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City public school district teaming up with the Special Olympics to expand access to sports for students with disabilities. Officials say more than 1,700 students with disabilities will now be able to participate in Special Olympic sports during their school day at all District 75 schools. There'll also be a unified basketball league and bocce league involving high schoolers and middle schoolers with and without disabilities. It's made possible with funding from Special Olympics and the City of New York. AMC's Walking Dead spinoff Dead City is coming in June, and it's been filming all across the Garden State. The latest Zombie Fest features beloved stars Lauren Cohen and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and the latest trailer is now out with the spinoff set in a post-apocalyptic Manhattan. NJ.com reports the Garden State is standing in for the Big Apple, and they've shot the show across 9 counties in East Rutherford, Cedar Grove, Franklin Lakes, Midland Park, Newark, Homedale, Patterson, Hoboken, and Jersey City, among others. In sports, Knicks snapped their 3-game losing streak after blowing out the Rockets at the Garden, 137-115, while the Islanders snapped their 2-game slide, beating the Devils at UBS Arena by the final of 5-1. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening as we head to 109 south of Grand Ave in Rahway. It's an accident. 17 south slowing down by Ridgewood Ave, getting into Ridgewood and Paramus with a crash. We're seeing delays as you head to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound George Washington Bridge, only 10 minutes into town. Outbound George, it's construction as you head to that lower level. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, watch for a 20-minute delay. And at the Holland, about 30 minutes. Over on the Deegan south by the stadium, an accident. That's still being cleared. Watch for slowdowns over on the Taconic South at 117. Accident in Hawthorne. Route 300 still closed between Newburgh and Wallkill with an accident investigation. And 9 northbound closed up in Rhinebeck with another accident investigation there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. Sunny tomorrow, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
During Staples Teacher Palooza, teachers save big. Or you save like 20% on all Crayola products. Plus, 24-pack cases of True Clear bottled water are only $3.99. In-store only offers ends April 1st while supplies last. Limit one case on the bottled water. Help your favorite teachers stock their classrooms at Staples today. Sponsored by Staples.
Joe on the radio, 936, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, as my grandfather would say, Brooklyn. And you go to Michael's Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostra, and that's where they make the sauce that you buy all around the country. That's where you make the sauce. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You join the Sauce of the Month Club. Boom, you get the sauce right there. Fantastic. Puttanesca. Who knew? I'm a home-style gravy guy. That's the way I kind of, you know what I'm saying? Arrabbiata. But this puttanesca, forget about it. I said to Fred, every time I go out to Michael's of Brooklyn, I go, Fred, how you doing? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. Quote, unquote. But I tell you, you know what that comes down to? When you talk to Marianne or Johnny or Michael or Fred, it's authenticity. It's the warmth of the Italian-American spirit, you know? And it really is. That's what you get when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You walk in, you feel immediately comfortable. You smell the beautiful aroma of them making the sauce right there, Avenue R, Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And again, you could order it all around the country. But if you're in the supermarket and you check out the sauces and the gravies, you got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn because they do it and it's just authentic. It's by love and it's by hospitality and it's by instinct. And that's what Michael's of Brooklyn is all about. So give a call, though, because everybody, it's like the hottest place in town. I got to tell you, 718-998-7851, right? 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Did you know you might have someone special in your life that lowers your blood pressure, cortisol level, and risk of depression and other stress-induced issues? Your loving dog does this and more. Why not ensure your pup is as healthy as possible? I'm helping naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black spread the truth about dog food. Dog food is usually dead food. That's why Dr. Black created Rough Greens, a natural supplement added to your dog's food, bringing it to life. Sue and I sprinkle Rough Greens over Otto and Snoopy's food, and they gobble it up. They love Rough Greens. Your dog's low energy, itching, bad breath, and digestive problems can be solved. Just add Rough Greens, the right vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and omega oils, which could change your dog's life. Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag. Just handle shipping. Only at roughgreens.com/Dennis. Give back to your loyal friend at ruffgreens.com/Dennis.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you to Mr. Prager. Thank you. Is it Dr. Prager, Joe Sibilia? Maybe a Dr. Prager. I'm not sure. But thank you, Dennis. Can I say that? I think I can. Great guy. Great guy. So knowledgeable and such a great guy, Dennis Prager is. By the way, let me tell you about New York Cruises and the Atlantis yacht, which is spectacular. It looks so cool when you pull up to the harbor, like when we do the Schmooze Cruise. And you go to the folks that you check in at the gate, you know, of the pier. And you go, which one is the Atlantis yacht, please? And they go, oh, that right there. It's the coolest looking ship. It's like a yacht. It's beautiful. It's like it's modern. It's got a beautiful white detail. Architecturally, it's beautiful. I don't know boat terms. Otherwise, I would use them, but I don't. I just know it's really cool looking. How about that? It's got a main deck. It's got a sky deck. It's got a lounge deck. So you can have your wedding on there. And they have these hospitality professionals and event planning services that will walk you through a wedding. How great would it be to have a wedding on the Atlantis from New York Cruises with Captain Fred and the great staff? Incredible staff, by the way. You would love it. The wedding coordinator and special events planners take care of you every single step of the way. And the Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events. How about a bar mitzvah? How about a bat mitzvah? How about a retirement party? Anniversary party? 212-633-1231. That is New York Cruises. Book your unforgettable event today. See the 360-degree views of Manhattan like you've never seen before from the Atlantis from New York Cruises. 212-633-1231 or NewYorkCruises.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Gives me great pleasure and honor to bring Andrew Pollack to the airwaves. Just a great guy. Just a great grounded individual. Father of Parkland, Florida, school shooting victim, Meadow, beautiful Meadow Pollack. The book you have to read is Why Meadow Died. And Andrew is kind enough on this dark morning to join us. And he's calling in from the West Coast. It's very early. But, Andrew, thank you so much, my friend. God bless you. Thinking about you. And thanks for taking the time with us this morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Joe. For you, I get up. Nobody else.
I got to tell you, next time out there, I'm coming out there. You are where you are. Sounds beautiful. And you're a New York guy on the West Coast. But let's get to the heart of the matter, if I may, because and I don't want to get upset because it's frustrating. That's the word I'll use, Andrew Pollack. You have the answers. I read Why Meadow Died. I read the book. You have the answers. Why aren't they listening, for crying out loud, my dear friend?
I'm going to tell you, every parent, a lot of people, they just think it can't happen to them, and they roll the dice every day sending their kids to the school. Mm-hmm. I remember the last conversation that we had. It was you had me on after these shootings, and I told parents, I said, you got to get involved at the school. You have to know what's going on after you drop your child off at the school. You got to walk the perimeter. You got to check the doors. You got to knock on a door, see if someone opens it. You know, Florida... after the shooting in Florida, Florida's got it right. You know, we got the greatest governor in the country right now, Ron DeSantis. Yeah. We have a supermajority Republicans, and they put a commission together to look into find the facts. They didn't just go like a lot of these people that they're pointing to the rifle, the assault rifle. They didn't just do that. They looked into the facts and what led up to that day from when that shooter was in elementary school all the way up to high school. They did this research. They put a commission together. They came up with solutions and they implemented them in the state of Florida. And for that reason, Florida is a lot safer.
And they could do it and tell me that they could implement that through schools around the country. Correct? They could just put it right into their school system.
Well, every school in Florida. Joe, every school in Florida has a perimeter fence around it that's locked during school hours. Okay, then they have a single point of entry. So a week ago there was a shooting in Denver at a school, right?
Yep.
So a year prior, they removed the school resource officers out of the school. This child, I don't even know a child, that piece of garbage that shot those administrators, you know, they were searching him for weapons, okay? Administrators were searching him for weapons when they got shot. What were they supposed to do when they found the weapon? Okay, we're here. Now it's time to shoot us, you know? No plan in place. They take the police, just like my daughter's murderer. They had to frisk him every day before school. And I guarantee you these parents that just said, you know, I have a niece at that school in Denver where the shooting was. I'm talking, my cousin sent his daughter to the school without police officers there. And this thing was getting searched every morning in Denver before school started. So it repeats itself, you know, and they don't, everyone thinks, oh, it's not going to happen to me. And then it happens in Denver. Then it happened in Uvalde. Then it happens now in Nashville. So yeah. It's just horrible, and it's parents have to get involved. You know, my heart goes out to that Nashville school, the three little nine-year-olds. I hope that shooter's going to burn in hell for the rest of his life. Getting shot was an easy thing, you know, in my eyes. I'd rather have him tortured before he died.
But, you've done such, you know, you've done. Yeah, please go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead, please.
That's cool. You know, they were doing it. They tried their best. You know, but they had some glass doors. I don't know if a lot of your listeners. He just shot out a glass door and opened the door and went in.
That's right.
You know,
that's
Florida doesn't have. We don't have those type of doors to get into a school in Florida. You know, now it's hindsight. What went on in Nashville. But you need to know what's going on at your children's school. You know, Moms for Liberty is a great organization. If any parents want to get involved locally, but at the local level, I tell every parent, that's where the cancer starts in the districts. You know, the Democrats will infiltrate the school boards, and they introduce their leftist policies. They don't take school security serious. And it's on the parents. Like I said, every interview I do, you're a parent sending your child to a public school. You have to get involved. You got to know who your school board members are. Florida, if you could believe it, Florida flipped five huge districts to conservative. They put conservatives in the school districts in Florida. Miami-Dade flipped, one of the biggest in the country, flipped to Republican, which is really good news. Because I couldn't see Republicans taking police out of the schools like what happened in Denver, what's going on in Seattle, what has in Oregon. You know, a lot of schools still don't have police officers. And I don't want to hear there's no money for it. But we have $200 billion to give Ukraine to defend their country and kids. But we don't have, like they said, I read something in the Denver article. They didn't have the budget for the police officers, so they cut them. It's ridiculous, Joe.
Yeah, and they get the money for the COVID money they got. They got billions of the COVID money.
The money's there. The money is there. I don't want to hear they don't have money for fencing. They don't have money for the right doors at the school. They don't have money to implement procedures in place in case there is a trying to be a shooter. You know, you have to have all this in place beforehand. You know, after the fact, it's already too late. You know, it still took 15 minutes, Joe, for the police to come to that school. You know, there's no reason why, like in Florida, every school should have armed security training. Teachers should be able to, if they want to volunteer, go through that program where they could carry plain clothes. Plain clothes is the best in the school because a shooter would never know who is the person carrying. Like one police officer could be a target. You know, if they had more, one police officer, maybe some plain clothes in the school, that's even better. You know, I think in his manifest, and it's a he, it's not a she who did that shooting. He had a manifest and he had another target, but they had read too much security at that place. So he went to the school. He knew there were no police officers at that school where he could cause the most damage. That's why he picked that school.
Yeah, and Andrew Pollack with the solutions. Solutions. 4 hours on the radio, my dear brother. Every morning we got to come up with a solution. We wanted to bring you on the air because you're saying Democrats, and you're right. I don't want to make it political, but honestly, the Democrats want to not only take, there's no resource officers in school. They take it away in Colorado, to your point, Andrew Pollack. They want to defund the police, and you got wackos walking the street. And if you're going to protect people in the street and don't defund the police, you got to have all. I went to see my daughter. Charlie, do a play yesterday. Walk in. There were staff was at the door, and they said, "Joe, we're a little nervous because of the shooting in Nashville." I said, "Is there a police officer?" Said that's a and there was a cop front and center in his car, locked and loaded, right at the front door, as it should be. Because if you're going to protect the community, as I think you should, by not defunding the police, to your point, Andrew Pollack, it should be done in every single school system across the country.
Every state. Florida, we have a guardian program also that teachers are allowed to go through, and only in certain districts, Joe, not every district. A lot of the districts, like say a deputy costs the county, say $150,000 a year, they could get they could put veterans, they could put teachers, teachers. They could go through the guardian program in Florida and save the communities, like where, say they're costing the the district maybe 70,000 instead of 150,000 with a deputy. And those programs, I've been through them in Florida. They're held to high standards, these guardians that go through it that are able to carry it to schools. And, you know, it goes back, forget the Democrat or Republican. You're a parent first before you're a Democrat or a Republican, right?
Amen.
You want
Amen.
Your kids protected. So Amen. When you go to that school, you're a parent. Would you get on a plane without going through a metal detector and having security? So why send your kid to a school where there's no security? You already know that there's this world's messed up. You already know there's psychos out there that want to commit evil acts on billions. So why would you put your child in a school where there's no security?
Amen.
So first, you're a parent, right,
Joe? Andrew, you're the best, and I love you. And we got to let you go. But so you're you're in the Pacific Northwest out there, and it's great. What are you raising, llamas or something like that? What are you raising?
No, I got cattle. I got llamas. What am I going to do? Democrats raise llamas, Joe. That's what I can tell you. I have cattle. I raise cattle and some meat goats. We have I'm in the same town that Jim Belushi has that show going on.
Yes, Jimmy's out there.
He's got his weed. He's got his weed farm on the road.
Yes, he does.
I'm in that county, and I'll tell you, there's nothing like the East Coast. I've been living out here. It's I don't know. It's not the same. It's like another planet living on the West Coast compared to me growing up on the East Coast. It takes a while. I don't even know if I'll ever get used to it. But it's just a wacky world out here. It's different.
Democrats raise llamas. That's the best.
They do, man. I'm telling you. Conservatives don't raise. You can't eat llamas. What's the sense of raising them? You know. So we raise cattle. We got
Ed, you're the best. Listen, I love you, and I love you, man. And Andrew, we remember Meadow, and the journey that God has put you on is helping and saving millions of lives, my brother. God bless you. Godspeed, and thank you for always taking the time. And yes, I can't wait to see you sooner than later out there, man. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks,
God bless you.
Take care,
All right, my brother. Bye-bye. Take care, Andrew Pollack, right there. What a great guy. What a great. He's fucking llamas. Democrats raise llamas. He says. I thought because I out in Huntington County, and Huntington County they have like llama farms or something like that. You know, I don't know what a llama. I don't even know what a llama is. He goes, I got meat. I got meat cattle. Andrew Pollack, the one, the only. Shout out to my dear friend Paul Goldenberg for introducing me to the great Andrew Pollack with solutions to all the problems in schools. Mr. Pollack has them. Please read Why Meadow Died. Debbie, how we doing out there? 9:51 on the roads with Debbie Duhame. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe, and have a fabulous day. Let's go out to William Floyd Parkway northbound at Mauritius Middle Island Road. Get up through Shirley. It's an accident. LIE moving slowly now westbound into Sunnyside Boulevard. It's an accident. Cross Island South by the LIE. A crash over there as well. We're seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Van Wyck North right by Linden Boulevard with a collision. A lot of volume on the Cross Bronx West Bruckner all the way out to the outbound George Washington Bridge. The outbound George Washington Bridge lower level is some road work. And that's going out until 2:30 this afternoon. Inbound GWV, a 10-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland still about 25 to 30. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway North at 137. With an accident, the left lane remains blocked. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas.
Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A cloudy start to the day gives way to a little bit of sunshine this afternoon, high temperature around 53 degrees. While unlikely, we can't rule out a shower or two passing by, but it's not going to bring any significant rain if it does occur. Looking ahead to tonight, it's a partly cloudy sky, low 38. Then some of those clouds linger into tomorrow with a high temp of 54. Into Thursday, blue skies, a high of 49, and then rain showers return Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Jeff. Route 22 Toyota is where you want to go. If you want to hold on to some of that inventory, they have held on to the inventory at Route 22 Toyota. For who? For you. For you. They got a number for you. You can go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And if you're looking at the inventory and you want to hold on to something, give a call, 973-705-8905. Tell Alex, look, I heard you on Joe's show, and could you hold that for me, that RAV4 for me, that Highlander for you? If you're local, you can get it. But if you call from way out of state, they're going to know that you're calling. And honestly, we love you for that, honestly. But Alex wants to hold on to the inventory for you locally around Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, because he wants to be loyal to the customer base. So if you call 973-705-8905, if you stop by at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, you're going to see the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles at Route 22 Toyota. And you have to please check out the huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. Alex and the team, they got it down, man. At Route 22 Toyota, 973-705-8905. You speak with someone over at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com. Joe on the radio. Joey Sebelia, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much. Working so hard. We got the best guests on radio and television, by the way, with due respect to our colleagues. And I want to tell you, we love it. And I know it's 24-7. I know you're already booking tomorrow, so we appreciate it.
Yes.
And Al, your great expertise holding on to your IQ all 4 hours, Al, this morning.
Trying.
So I appreciate that.
Trying. Thank you.
It's
a struggle.
It ain't easy.
It's a struggle. Right? I feel it.
Don't.
Feel the dumbness creeping in.
And Debbie, we love you. Carol Fasaro, thank you. Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Nick DeMorrow Jr. as well. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this show out.
Hurry, it's coming.
I'll tell you what. No. Yeah, that's a couple more seconds we got left. We appreciate you being with us. Goodness gracious. I'm going to be on Fox and Friends first tomorrow morning about 5:25 in the morning before we hit the airwaves with Todd Shapiro, my buddy over there, and with Ashley, so we'll have some fun. Then I'll jump right on the air at 6:05 tomorrow morning. We invite you to join us. We will get there. These horrible problems that are plaguing this great country, if we keep fighting, and there's few of us, I feel like we're just the few peaceful patriots, you know? We just can't divide amongst ourselves. We have to stick together, okay? Because I say God bless you. I say God bless your family. I say God bless America. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.